The National Children's Hospital won't be ready next month as promised, will be substantially complete by September and ready for patients in June of next year at the earliest, the Public Accounts Committee was told yesterday. The cost will be around €2.3 billion. It's the 15th delay in 5 years. Brian Turner is with us. He's an economist and senior lecturer at Cork University Business School at UCC. Brian Turner, good morning. And this isn't the first time we've spoken to you about this. Are you surprised at the changed date again?
Good morning, Gavin. Honestly, I'm not. I suppose I probably should be, but I at this stage, I think, you know, as David Gunning alluded to yesterday, there have been so many different changes to the completion date that at this point in time, it's a case of we'll expect it to be open when we see the doors swinging on their hinges. It's unfortunate. Now, I suppose in the greater scheme of things, at this point in time, it's, I think, about a 3 month delay, which, you know, considering that it was, I think, originally supposed to open in 2022, okay, it's pushing it out a bit farther. It's not ideal, but I suppose at least it's only another 3 months now. That may kind of ring hollow with a lot of the people who are looking to get into the hospital, but. You know, it's certainly not a surprise that we have another delay at this point in time.
Do you understand what substantially complete means?
I'm not sure anybody really understands what substantially complete means, because we've heard that phrase a number of times in the last couple of years. I mean, there seems to be some kind of uncertainty over, you know, what percentage of rooms are complete, or to what extent are rooms complete. So it seems to be something of a movable feast as to what substantially complete is. But I suppose if it's just another 3 months, then we can't be too far away.
Is it credible, though, that it is just another 3 months and that it will be June of next year when patients are first seen?
I suppose, again, look, you know, we've been here before, so you know, would it surprise me if there were another delay? Honestly, no. I suppose, look, we have to take the latest information at face value that, you know, as things stand, it'll be late September when it's completed. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if there were another delay beyond that again. We've seen this over the last couple of years where there have been delays and further delays and so forth. So, I wouldn't be 100% confident, no.
It is hard to get full clarity in this, given that the board responsible are ahead of the Public Accounts Committee. They're blaming the contractors. The government, when pressed upon it in the Dáil, are also blaming the contractors. BAM haven't appeared before any committees to be accountable. They say in a statement that they're disappointed that the NPHDB has again not presented to the Public Accounts Committee, that's the board responsible for the hospital, with a comprehensive set of facts which acknowledges that the scale and number of design changes issued throughout this project have had a direct impact on the completion date. And at every point, they've said in statements after this issue has been raised publicly that it's the changes to the project that are delaying the matter.
I mean, I think it would probably be useful for BAM to appear before the Public Accounts Committee to present their side
rather than
just kind of setting out statements. I mean, you know, if they have a genuine case, then, you know, let's hear what it is. No, I suppose in terms of the design changes, that certainly has been partially responsible for the delays that we've seen. And to be fair, we had COVID in the middle of it as well. So, you know, there were certain factors outside of their control. But in terms of the design changes, I mean, you know, from previous commentary on this, you know, if a light switch needs to be changed in you know, 100 different rooms, you know, rather than one design change, the light switch, that is counted as 100 design changes. Like, you know, the light switch changes in each room, that's 100 design changes, which is probably stretching it a little bit. So, you know, yes, it sounds like there have been, you know, quite a lot of design changes, but some of those could have been very, very minor. So, you know, obviously some of them were a bit more major. But again, we don't know because we don't have full clarity, as you say. So I think it would be useful for BAM to appear before the Public Accounts Committee and present their side of the argument, you know, clearly and in full.
Lessons learned for the next big hospital project, the National Maternity Hospital?
I think lessons have to be learned, Gavin, because if you think about it, the overrun on the National Children's Hospital is more than what the estimated cost for the National Maternity Hospital is at the moment, albeit that the estimated cost of the National Maternity Hospital has itself increased quite substantially because, you know, that project was initially supposed to get go ahead 7 years ago. You know, we're just about breaking ground now, so the overall cost of that is going to be substantially higher than had been anticipated 7 years ago as well because of construction cost inflation in the meantime. So I think lessons definitely have to be learned because we have the National Maternity Hospital. We have four new elective hospitals coming down the tracks, two in Dublin, one in Cork, one in Galway. We have other major infrastructure projects in the health area and in other areas of public infrastructure as well. So we are going to have to learn lessons because we can't go through this again in terms of public infrastructure projects.
Brian Turner, economist and senior lecturer at Cork University Business School. Thank you for speaking with us. 7:25.